Today's daf Masechet Shabbos, daf Kuf Chaf Aleph. The mission at the bottom of Amud Aleph on today's daf opens with more scenarios of preventing the spread of a fire that breaks out on Shabbos. The first halacha is the permissibility of overturning a bowl on top of a lamp to prevent a fire from catching on the ceiling beam. The Mishnah then extends this preventative method to turning over a bowl on children's feces so they don't get themselves dirty, and then on top of a scorpion so it won't bite. We have a halacha here that an animal that can pose a threat of pain or injury may be trapped on Shabbos. The Rambam says this explicitly in Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Yud, Halacha Chaf Hei, and also in Shulchan Aruch, as is brought down in Siman number of Simanim Sifim in Siman Shinta Zayin. For example, a bee, a wasp, or a hornet would all fall into this category. However, if the animal does not pose a threat for pain, if this is bemino nitzot, something that's usually trapped, it would be a violation of Shabbos from Melachos Tzah. The trapping should be done by placing a cup rather than a device made for trapping, as the Mishnah Berurah points out, that's in Sifkatan Chavzayin. When it comes to flies or mosquitoes, which generally speaking may bite but don't cause great pain, if the mosquito is on the person's body, so a person should try to shake it off rather than capturing it. Shlomo Zalman Orbach is quoted in Shmir Shabbos Kelchasa, Perachav Hei, Ha'ara Chav Aleph, that one should be cautious about trapping only when the fly is on one's body. But just the buzzing noise is not enough of a tsar, says Shlomo Zalman, that permits trapping. You know, there are the scenarios of a young child or a person who's allergies, anaphylactic, for example. Could be a mosquito, could be a bee. So here there's more of a pikuach nefesh or even a suffix pikuach nefesh argument to allow one to trap or even kill a mosquito or bee, according to many poskim. Second half of our daf discusses the related malacha of shochet, slaughtering, which states, you know, it may kill an insect or poison a snake or scorpion that presents a danger to people's lives, even if it is running away. And that's based on Shulchan Aruch Shinta Zayin Sif Yud. To explain this a bit more, the halacha is that the killing should be done when possible kederach halicha, which means a person's walking, sort of going on your way, going in the direction of whatever it is, the insect or whatever it is trying to get rid of. And bederach halicha, a person tramples it. The basis for all this is that we're dealing with a malacha shein tzricha l'gufa. It's a malacha you don't need you're not trying to use the insect, but it's to get it away, it's to remove the threat. So it's more of a makalkal, it's more of a destructive nature, which we've already discussed, is only an iser d'rabbanan. Iser d'rabbanan, therefore, to prevent a great pain, but tzar gadol, chachamim permitted it b'derech halicha. So that's proactively going to kill it. Whereas if one is being chased, there's no requirement to kill it even with a shinoi. Rav Avadya Yosef has a tshuva, Yabia Omer, Chelek Gimel, Simen Chaf, and it's brought in also in Shmir Shabbos Kelchasa, Perachafei as well, that spraying some kind of insecticide or some kind of spray that would cause the whatever it is inside, you don't want it to be there. That's permitted as long as one doesn't spray it on the actual insect, and also leave the window open to enable them the opportunity to escape.